USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan have charged former FBI counterintelligence agent Charles McGonigal, claiming he helped a Russian oligarch who was under investigation by the FBI agent. McGonigal is charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. In a separate Washington, D.C. charge, he's accused of taking $250,000 in cash payments. The FBI agent retired in 2018. Republicans in the House are pushing a bill to eliminate the Internal Revenue Service and replace it with a consumption tax. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia on Fox News explains why it would work.
The reason the Democrats don't like this is because they lose control. They lose control over the taxpayer. In a consumption tax, you decide what you're going to pay taxes on. You want to buy a boat, you're going to pay taxes on it. You don't want to pay the taxes, don't buy the boat.
Rep. Carter says the new tax plan would generate the money needed to support the U.S. government.
The infrastructure, you know, states already have income or sales tax, so it would be a seamless transfer right to what we want to do.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California, about a 30-minute drive south of San Francisco on Monday. A senior citizen suspect is in custody. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The suspect identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident. At 4:40 p.m., Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
China is claiming brinksmanship over a debt limit as it hit back at Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's criticism of Beijing's handling of debt issues in developing countries. The criticism came as the Chinese embassy in Zambia on Monday blasted the United States over its catastrophic debt problem. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Alleged killer lawyer Alex Murdaugh was in a South Carolina courtroom Monday as jury selection kicked off in his case, which he is accused of murdering his wife and son to deflect attention from his financial crimes. The high-profile trial is scheduled to last 3 weeks, although finding a jury pool unfamiliar with the details of the case is going to be difficult and could drag out the proceedings longer. On Monday, lawyers on both sides combed through 700 jury summons to bring in more than 200 people for a total of 3 hours of questioning. M&M candies are making headlines as the company introduces a new M&M.
I'm just gonna be me.
Well, that was the plan last year.
Nothing else I can be but a purpley peanut-shaped chocolate candy.
Reaction to that song and dance rolling out the M&M purple included fat shaming. Well, it is an M&M filled with a peanut. And there was the whole thing about the green M&M that went from boots to sneakers and appeals to keep green sexy. M&M's now says its spokes candies are on indefinite pause. In their place, actress Maya Rudolph and a new campaign that will debut during the Super Bowl. I'm Richard Johnson.
President Biden will deliver an economic speech this week spotlighting economic proposals championed by House Republicans, including a bill to eliminate the IRS and replace it with a 30% national sales tax. Biden last week called Republicans fiscally demented and vowed to veto any of their tax bills. Lance Fry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.